This is an All Ears English Podcast, Wisdom Wednesday, episode 72, How Your English Investment is Safer Than Your Wall Street Investment. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA.
In today's episode, you'll learn a hot investment tip.
Hey, Lindsay, what's up?
How are you feeling today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I have a question for you.
Okay.
So do you invest in the stock market? Do you put your money in the Dow Jones or the NASDAQ?
Well, when I have some money to spare, yeah.
All right.
But it has to be money that I'm okay with losing.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to be ready to play the game and run the risk.
Yeah, because there's no guarantee that the money you put into the stock market will come back to you.
Definitely, definitely. What do you think is a good way to make sure that the money is more likely to come back to you? I mean, is there any way you can sort of protect yourself against risk?
Not really. You can't ever be, you know, risk-free, but, you know, there's general rules, like don't put your eggs all in one basket, meaning to diversify your investments.
So that's one
big rule. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my mom is really into investing.
Oh, yeah.
And one thing, I hope I get these terms right. We are not financial analysts and we're not giving financial advice, just so you guys know. But she talks about dollar cost averaging, which I think means that you continue to make a set investment at the same time every month or every week.
Oh, right.
So that you spread your risk out so that you're not just taking money out when things go down and putting it back in when things go up.
Right. And that would probably be an easy way to invest if you don't want to watch the market closely.
Yeah. And it seems like this technique could also work for English learners.
You know, that's what we were talking about. And I think it's interesting the comparison we can draw between investing your money versus investing your time in learning a language like English. I've been learning Arabic and I just started, but my class meets 4 out of 5 days a week. So little by little, an hour every day, I'm investing my time and my effort in Arabic language skills.
Yeah, you know? I like that. You're not trying to just dump all your money or your time into this game. But you're doing it regularly.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, over the long term, that investment will pay off. What I mean is that, you know, it takes some time to digest language and really internalize it and be able to use it. So I feel like I'll learn more by doing, you know, an hour every day versus, let's say, the total of those hours over the semester all in one day.
Yeah. You know, I think that's a really good, good strategy. Have you seen any improvement?
Yeah, I mean, I've learned some phrases. I mean, it's really in the beginning. We just started meeting last week, but yeah, definitely.
And cool.
So, yeah, I look forward to going every day and like investing a little bit more each time.
So you're learning like a Wall Street investor. I mean, you're learning English like an investor.
Yeah, but you know what's even better about investing your time in language learning is that that's something that no one can take away from you.
Oh, good one. I
like that. You know, the stock market can go down.
Yeah.
But most likely you're not going to forget everything you learn.
If you keep practicing.
If you keep practicing. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, your language education is always there. That's not something that anyone can steal or scheme away from you.
Very true. Very true. Great advice.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I mean, it's a good comparison to think about not only investing your money, but investing your time in language learning.
All right. So good luck, guys.
Yeah, it'll come back to you. If you want to learn 4 ways to win with English, come to our website and join our email group, and we will send you a special audio message that shares our 4 All Ears English strategies for learning English and winning at English. That's allearsenglish.com/win, W-I-N.
If you liked Put Your Ears Into English with Lindsay and Gabby, be sure to subscribe to the podcast audio in iTunes for free on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks for listening to the All Ears English podcast. See you next time.